This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell, we're actually in Dallas, Texas at the Motion One conference, where I just had the pleasure of hearing Dr. Kenzo Kassi, the creator of Kinesio Tape, give a great presentation, and he's now generously decided to give us some of his time. Welcome, Dr. Kassi, to PT Talker.
Thank you very much, and this is a very pleasure to me to attend Motion One.
Well, it really was. You gave a great presentation. I think for a lot of our listeners are familiar with Kinesio, obviously. Mm-hmm. The whole kinesiology. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started? When did this all come about?
During my chiropractic student life, I learned from Goodhart. Dr. Goodhart is a founder of Applied Kinesiology. And also, I opened the route of acupuncture for the United States at the first time. Oh, wow. But unfortunately, the method of treatment does not last long because of a hand work on the skin. Definitely work, you know, get some result, but I cannot get continuous. Probably it's good for the doctor, making more visit.
Sure.
But I really want to find out something much longer and much better effect. And one day in school, they're teaching of taping for athlete. It's called a white tape. Mm-hmm. And I use that tape. The same way for the applied kinesiology method, and it works terrible because too much pressure. Mm-hmm. So I have to find out something other method to not irritate and to not give the pressure to the body, instead promote for healing. That was the first time.
And about what year would that have been?
I was
long time 20, ago. It looks like
29 or 30 years old, which means I'm 68
okay.
This year. So,
all right, we get it. So, long time ago, and so, and then when did Kinesio Tape first make it over to the United States? Is that have you been in the U.S. market now? Is it been 10 years yet, or am I a little? Has it not been quite that long?
It's more than 15 years.
Oh, more than 15. Okay.
Yes. The first time, Jim Wallace, he's assistant professor of Portland State University. He's teaching aesthetic training technique in Japan. And when he came to Japan, he found the kinesio taping method on the booth.
Okay.
And that was the first time he wanted me to come to United States to give a presentation at the NACA at somewhere. I forgot where is that, but that was the first time, which is a little, maybe 15, 16 years ago. And amazing things, that time I introduced this method to maybe 6 or 7 major league. Like Mariners,
okay,
New
baseball.
York,
uh-huh.
Yes,
yes,
baseball,
mm-hmm.
And even American football.
Football, okay. Mm-hmm. So now it's become very popular in physical therapy, chiropractic, sports medicine. Can you give me some of your thoughts about how you think the Americans have endorsed kinesio taping and what you think about that?
Well, I would say that America is a better situation than Japan. Japan, still the medical doctor sit on a very high level, and they want to listen to the other level.
Okay.
But Europe, America is more freedom, and they accept easier.
Uh-huh.
That's why I brought my kinesio tape to United States. After I struggled 10-15 years in Japan, I tried to find out any occasion who could, you know, which could be able to introduce this tape to the medical field, but no one wanted to take it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I came to United States.
And it seems like it's gone very well, very well accepted. And just in the conference, you taped, you asked for people that might have a problem, and a gentleman got up that had a headache. You taped him for a headache. You showed the entire group why you were laying each strip of tape on. He comments 10 minutes later, his headache is gone. I mean, it just seems too good to be true.
Well, it's simple. If I found by palpation where is the staggering of a flowing of, you know, water between the tissue, if I know how to open up the between the tissue, so the water goes through, and that was the main reason he has pressure to the carotid sinus to cause headache. So if I open up the congested area, that should be taken care of by 10 minutes.
And for someone listening that might not be aware of what kinesio tape is, how do you do that? How do you open up an area?
Well, tissue underneath of a skin, well, even the skin have maybe 100 layer in epidermis. And if you put the tape, you can do like by your hand, you know, finger too. If you put the tape, you know, put the hand, finger and to open up, see, open up. But if I, you know, this is a pressure.
Right.
But this is how to open up.
Pulling
so
away.
Grab it and
bring it away.
Yeah, bring it away.
And so that's what the tape is actually doing. And so a lot of people might think, well, tape is just trying to assist or resist, but there's actually more to it than that.
More to that. More sensitive to on the cellular level.
Okay. Now, I also go to a lot of kinesio taping courses where there are physical therapists, chiropractors, all kinds of practitioners learning how to use your tape. It seems like it's really an art.
That's right.
That you have to understand kinesiology before you start using the tape. What is some advice you can give to people out there that might be trying to use your tape or might be trying to get involved? Do you have any thoughts for beginners, new people?
Yeah, for the beginners, the people, they have to use on own body.
On themselves?
On themselves.
Okay.
Because otherwise they cannot feel of a touch and how it's affecting. And the good things, epidermis have a memory sensations. If you experience by skin, the skin will put in the memory. So if you want to do something on the patient, probably you can transfer your memory to the patient problem.
Yeah.
And image is very important, like art, you know.
Yes, yes.
And feeling of comfortable, you know, feeling must be experienced from like a baby, how the baby felt sleeping. And like when you treat animal, if you treat nice and they act real, you know, lovely.
Yeah, they react positively.
Yeah, react positively. So those things should add it on into the, you know, experience and knowledge.
So we're just about out of time. Is there anything kinesio can't help on the body? It seems like everything that someone threw at you during this conference, you were able to say, I've got a taping method for that. Maybe a better question would be, what are the things that people should look to treat with kinesio tape? What are the types of maladies that they should be trying to address with kinesio?
Well, to tell the truth, taping is not you cannot depending on 100% on the tape.
Okay.
Tape assist. Tape assist for the mini therapy. Which means if some therapy can go a certain way, like for instance, there are many, many therapy or exercise bring the body problem level to the healthy level by making some injury to the tissues. Mm-hmm. Because when you make injury to the tissue, you know, to the body, body try to heal of the area.
I see.
But kinesiotape is maybe only one method to not give any injury to the tissues.
I see.
So I would say the kinesio can help to the, all your assisting and promoting and to the mini therapy to be a to normalize and to the healthy state.
And make that great. Very good. Thank you, Dr.
Okay,
I,
thank you very much.
I appreciate you being with us so much and really enjoyed your talk. This is Jeff Worrell signing off for PT Talker. I want to remind you, if you are interested in previous episodes, all you need to do is go to iTunes and you can find PT Talker episodes going back for years there. So Dr. Kasi was our guest today. I want to thank you for listening. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.